So I'm currently talking to Bell's Roar, actual name Sean Desiree, and they have an album out called We Carry Us and are currently on tour for the Art Fund's Art Tour. So let's talk a little bit about your startup. So how did you start your musical career and what influenced you into creating the art and the works that you have today?
Well, really it started from high school. I went to a high school in Manhattan called School of the Future, and they had a really awesome after-school program where you could learn basically any instrument. That's where I learned how to play the drums, the bass, and the guitar, and started playing with other people and learning how to do that. And really, over the course of so many years, I played with one other band called Broadcast Live, and it took me a long time to find my own voice within music, and really it just came from me constantly making songs on my own, and in the beginning I wasn't really enjoying the songs I was making, so I really just kept at it and started to find the sound that I really enjoy. So that's really how I started my solo project. And I had to learn a bunch of things on my own, like how to produce music, how to engineer, how to work Logic. So all that took a while. So I think in 2015, I finally released my first EP. And so this is my first album I'm putting out.
That's really great because, you know, seeing all of the production elements along with your experience with the drums and the learning all the instruments, seeing it all come together into the solo project you have now, it's really cool. It's really amazing. It's a reflection of what inspires you as a person and like your identity along with the experience you've gained over the years. It's really inspirational and it's really cool to see the creative process of everything. I also wanted to ask, what's the story behind your name, behind Bell's Roar? What is significant about that name and what's it a reflection of?
I think it means many things. It initially started out with Bell Hooks. I really love reading her work, and she does a really good job of talking about white supremacy and structural racism. And I wanted my name to represent my views and the things that I think about. And bells are like very beautiful instruments to me. They make a very beautiful sound. So it's like both homage to Bell Hooks and also to just the sound of a bell. And I wanted to use the word roar because I feel like it's a very powerful word and it pushes out the energy that I'm trying to put out to the world and fight against racism and sexism and homophobia, transphobia, and all that. So I think it just gave it the energy it needed to finish off the bell.
That's really cool because it's the bell too. It's also really seen in your new album, We Carry Us. It's really great because with all the influence you have with jazz, soft rock, has a little bit of synth. It's like kind of a compilation of everything I've noticed with a lot of the songs that you have. What I really enjoyed about your album was it has a lot of soft anthems. That's what I was thinking. And it's really personal to like your beliefs and everything. And each song sort of acts as an open letter, as well as a battle cry for others to see how you are as an artist and while asking people to understand your side of the story. So like the fact that it's so personal and so intimate in a sense, it's giving people a chance to see a glimpse of your story and what you've experienced. So I think that's really cool. My favorite tracks on it are We Carry Us, You Call Me Cold, Defiance. All of those songs, along with the other songs, can be featured on your Bandcamp. So I wanted to elaborate a little bit. What were your main sources of inspiration while creating the album? What would you say are the major themes that you have?
I really wanted to create music that I love, like beautiful music. And I really try to keep it personal, you know, as far as what I'm grappling with in my real life. And finding a place to talk about it, because it feels like, well, for me, it's like, what is the point of making music if I'm not being genuine and also trying to connect with people and giving something to someone that they can relate to? It's very important to me. And really, I just try really hard to, like, take my time with it. It took over the course of several years to do it, and I just because I wanted to find things that I really love and not just do something for the sake of, like, releasing music.
And that's really great because it also relates to a lot of people, especially queer transgenders, people of color, along with the LGBTQ community. And that's a huge pool, especially where we're at. So having the opportunity to let that message out, and it's giving a chance for everyone to reflect and kind of better understand everything and the situations. And I think that's really great. Going back to the creative process, how do you create a song? Do you usually start with the lyrics first, or do you start with like a beat and then kind of go on from there? What's the process like?
I definitely start with music. Lyrics give me the most trouble, and music comes with the most ease. So I definitely spend time just sitting at home, playing instruments, experimenting. I just do everything at home. I have Logic, and I have an interface where I can plug instruments into. And it makes for, like, I don't feel rushed. Cause I feel like if I was in a studio, it would feel a little bit more stressful. When I'm at home, I could just do it on my time. And so a lot of it is experimenting. Sometimes I, like, make a mistake that I really enjoy. I love layering guitars. A lot of my songs have, like, 3 to 5 guitars or something like that. And just, like, having conversations back and forth with guitars, I think, is really nice. And finding different notes that work well together. I think that's really where I start with music. And sometimes it's, you know, you have an idea as you're walking in the street, and then I just use my phone to, like, hum it into the phone and then work on it later. So it's very much music-based first, and then I pluck away at the lyrics, like, chiseling it out over time. And sometimes my partner even helps me. She is also a songwriter. She doesn't really do it that much anymore, so it's really helpful to have her be a part of it and be like, hey, like, I'm trying to word this like this. What do you think? And bounce ideas off of her, because I do it solo, so I don't really have a person to be like, hey, like, what do you think about this or whatever? So I'm kind of, like, in my own head, and it's helpful to have someone else that could sort of help me get through it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's great because when you have your partner along with, like you said, going out and experiencing the world, it's putting a little bit of perspective and on everything, and having that outside experience rather than being isolated in a studio. It's helping you really curate your playlist in such a way that's much more relatable and also more applicable to everyone. And that's great. Do you think that your album is everything you anticipated, and do you think that it's better than you expected, and what did you get out of it, out of creating it?
Ooh, okay. I think it satisfied everything that I was looking for, and I'm very happy with the music, and this is, like, the beginning of me performing it live, and it feels really good to perform it live. I wasn't sure. It's, like, one thing sitting at home writing the music and then taking it out to the world, and also being able to get the feedback from people and seeing how they respond to it. I think that I was able to accomplish the mission of trying, of, like, connecting with people and people identifying with it. And really the whole goal of this album is to figure out where is my place in music and what I want to do with music. And I think that music and all art has really been used for activism throughout history. And so I am trying to continue that legacy and also find new ways to push that forward and have this album physically support other artists.
Mm-hmm. I looked into the tour that you're running. It's called Art Funds Art. And it's specifically helping to amplify the opportunities for LGBTQ and queer transgender people of color, their artistries and their musical talents and stuff. So what's it like leading that? What's it like seeing your music on a different platform when you're performing to other people?
The whole process of the tour was also around the same length of doing this album. I had this idea about, like, 2 years ago, because I am a struggling artist, and I was like, there's no real place for me to get, I don't need a lot of money, just, like, a small amount of money to help with, like, mixing or getting a piece of equipment that you need, and all artists can benefit from that type of help. And queer and trans people of color are, like, the last to kind of get that support, and our voices still aren't as heard as other, like, cis white men within the music industry. And so I was like, well, maybe there's something that I can do to kind of help fill that void. And so the idea is, like, at each concert, using the money from ticket sales, also partnering with different organizations that want to donate toward the grant in order to any city give away a local grant to an artist trying to finish a project or get a piece of equipment they need or get some art supplies.
That's amazing, because you're really helping a lot of communities out there that are, like you said, underrepresented and not getting enough credit for the amazing work that they're doing. Do you see yourself doing tours like this and collaborations like this in the future?
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, the first leg of it and the beginning of the experiment with it. And once this is over, I want to regroup and really think about ways I can improve on it. Once I do that, the goal is to take it all over the country to various cities and trying to support an artist in each city. I enjoy the most making music. Performing is a little bit more of a challenge to me, so I always want to continue making music regardless. And this, like, right now, I'm, like, pretty much focused on the tour and have no time to do anything else. But once it's all over, I would like to start working on my next album, which I already have, like, ideas for. Just to, like, just keep it going.
That's great. I know touring and stuff, it's like you said, it's the first leg and everything. It's a completely different department of music, completely different sector, and there's a lot more to consider, you know, production-wise and scheduling venues and everything like that. But from what it sounds like you're doing amazing. Your music is amazing. It's for a great, great cause and everything, and you're really, it's great advocacy, and I really admire that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I am constantly coming up with ways to make this product sustainable, and so if you're an organization that wants to get involved, feel free to reach out to me at artfundsartcourse@gmail.com. Also, I started a Patreon page for people to monthly to contribute in order to directly give out grants. So even if it's like $1 a month or whatever it is that you want to put forth to really help artists that are trying to finish their project, and you can find that at patreon.com/bellsroar.
Thanks so much, Sean, for being on the show. You're welcome to WGMU anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great interview, and I appreciate you taking the time to, like, really listen to the music.
Yeah, for sure.